It's been yet another busy week in New Hampshire politics, swinging presidential polls, more debates, too many ads to count, and a guy who's not seeking re-election this year starting to get political when it might count. NHPR's Josh Rogers is here with me now to discuss it all. Hi, Josh.
Good afternoon, Brady.
So what a difference a week or so makes. The UNH Survey Center polls released October 1st showed President Obama up 15 points in New Hampshire. Another UNH poll released Tuesday showed that edge had shrunk to just 6 points. What gives?
Well, first, let's point out that that other polls in this race showed as basically a dead heat. But as for the UNH poll, I think it's fair to say there are several factors. First, it's always wise to remember that no poll is infallible. That goes for both the first UNH poll and the second. And secondly, there was the presidential debate. President Obama had what was almost universally been accepted as a poor outing. Mitt Romney, meanwhile, had a pretty good night. There was also weighting differences in these polls. The first included more Democrats than the second. As far as a newer poll goes, though, one key finding was the closing of the gap on independent voters who may decide this election here. President Obama had a 47-29 point edge October 1st. In the second poll, that edge shrunk from 41-35%.
That may explain why a guy who's pretty popular with independents and even some Republicans lent the president a hand, Governor John Lynch. It took the form of a campaign ad. Let's listen.
What makes the president such a strong leader is that he cares about people. He understands that America should be a place of opportunity for all of our people and not just a few of our people. And that is why his strategy...
All right, that's John Lynch sounding very much like John Lynch.
Yes and no. Certainly the message sounds pretty Lynchian, but it has rarely been the governor's style to get involved in someone else's race where his own benefit isn't also quite clear. And it is interesting to remember how long Governor Lynch waited to endorse President Obama 4 years ago. He didn't announce his support for the president until late June of 2008, and that was a full 3 weeks after then-Senator Obama had locked up the nomination. You know, it's hard to say how much this ad might help the president, but given that Governor Lynch is approval hovers at near 70%, while the president stands at only about 50% locally, it probably won't hurt.
The governor also got involved in the race for his successor. He endorsed fellow Democrat Maggie Hassan.
Yes, and a big part of Maggie Hassan's message is that she will carry on the Lynch legacy as sort of a moderate bipartisan sort. Ovid LaMontagne and other Republicans, of course, say that Hassan's record is one of raising taxes and growing government. Polls, by the way, show this race is very tight, and if you're anywhere near TV or radio, you can see and hear for yourself that national partisan groups on both sides see this as winnable. The Democratic and Republican Governors Associations have already booked about $11 million in TV time.
Now, a big issue in this, well, really in every governor's race that I can remember, is the state's finances. Governor Lynch made some more news this week announcing that the state ended the fiscal year nearly $14 million in the black. What should we make of that?
Well, it's interesting because the governor went out of his way to call reporters into his office to walk us through the numbers. And the bottom line he stressed was that aggressive management by executive branch department heads led to the surplus. He also stressed that the current state budget passed by Republicans led to the state losing out on some money, $22 million in Medicaid cash, another $22 million from cutting auditors, and $12 million so from tobacco taxes. So it was a mixed message. You know, the executive branch that I control did well, but the budget I refused to sign was bad.
And what are the Republicans who enacted that budget without the governor's signature saying?
Well, I mean, they're saying the budget validated their work, and they note that the irregularities cited by Governor Lynch are piddling in the scheme of more than $10 billion budget, and they may have a point there. What does remain, though, is that the budget's going to be a big challenge for whoever succeeds John Lynch come January.
Let's look ahead to what's likely to be another hectic week. What's coming up?
Well, President Obama is going to be in the state on Thursday. RNC Chairman Rentz Priebus will do some canvassing for Republicans tomorrow in Nashua. Florida Senator Marco Rubio is scheduled to visit Seabrook for a fundraiser for Republican Ovid LaMontagne on Sunday. And Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, that's the son of Ron, will visit the state next weekend for Romney.
NHPR's Josh Rogers, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Brady.